The Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100 times in NBA, MLB, MMA, NHL, golf, and more. Sign up today at underdogfantasy.com using the promo code SGPN to get yourself a 100% deposit match. Plus, the NFL draft is coming up and Old Fashioned Football is giving away some autographed NFL merch. Head to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/off-contest. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/off-contest, OFF contest, to enter today. And finally, we're giving away $200 cash in our NBA playoff round one prop contest. The sign-up link is in our NBA channel or in our Discord. Once again, be sure to check that out by heading to our NBA channel or by visiting our Discord. You are listening to Scamessa Italia here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on X at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network on X at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network and also at Gambling Podcast. That's at Gambling Podcast. And finally, also be sure to follow my other X account. That one is at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX. On that account, I will post free play winners. I will post my sports betting opinions. And most significantly, I will post my profit and loss spreadsheets. Unlike many handicappers, especially on X, I am tracked and transparent. And like any that I know of, I have delivered 130 months in a row of transparent and track profit. What that means is on my tracked and transparent spreadsheets, I've shown 130 straight months of profit. I haven't had a losing month for a decade and 10 additional months. I'm on my way to month number 131 here on April. All of my spreadsheets are verified by members. We get there by managing a bankroll sensibly. I've had losing days, yes. I've had losing weeks, yes. But I've never lost for that 30 to 31 day period. All of my spreadsheets are available to look at on the X account. The pinned tweet is always the latest month. And you can scroll down to find the rest, or you can go to one easy location, which is lockbetting.com, where you can also sign up to get the additional plays. But before you do that, have a look for his spreadsheets. I encourage you to do the due diligence. Have a look at the members' verified comments. Have a look at the type of sports that we do, the type of bets that we do, and how we manage a bankroll. And then and only then you can sign up. And if you have any questions, then fire them over to me. My DMs are open at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX. They are open to answer these questions. So be sure to ask whatever you want to ask. So let's move on with this edition of Scamessa Italia. Now, the relegation race in Italy is still interesting and looks like it's going to go down to the wire. And the competition for the last European place, it looks like it may go down to the wire as well. Lazio have been on a decent run and have got themselves into sixth position ahead of Atalanta on 52 points. But Atalanta have two games in hand and they're on 51. If they win those games and get themselves to 33 games played, they will get themselves onto 57, which will take them just 2 points behind Bologna, who are going through somewhat of a minor blip. Bologna occupy fourth spot. Roma occupy fifth spot. They are 4 points behind Bologna with a game in hand. And Juve, who looked like they were going to challenge for the league for a long time, have dropped to 19 points behind Inter Milan and are just 5 points ahead of Bologna and 9 points ahead of Roma, who have two games in hand on them and are on woeful form with just one win in their last six. So there is an outside chance that they get caught. So it's very, very interesting for that final Champions League spot and obviously the European places, because you could miss out on a Champions League spot and then also miss out on a Europa League spot as well, depending on how you finish the season. So to run through it, Milan, Inter Milan are top. They've won the league. They're at 83 points. They are just waiting to pick up that final win. AC Milan, they are in second spot on 69. They are 5 points clear of Inter, who are on 64, who are 5 points clear of Bologna on 59, but Bologna have a game in hand. Bologna are four clear of Roma, but Roma have a game in hand. They're on 55. Lazio are 3 points behind Roma, but they've played two games more on 52. Atalanta on 51, but they've only played 31. And then we're talking about Napoli, who aren't worth talking about. They are well out of it. They're on 49 points, and this has been an abysmal defence of their Serie A title. That's really the only way to look at what's happened to Napoli this season. It has been a shit show. Manager after manager after manager, they've all come in to try and yield better results for the club, but ultimately they still remain outside of the Champions League places, outside of the European places, in what has been a disastrous season, it's fair to say, for the defending champions. Before we move on to looking at some of the games going down this weekend, let me take this quick pause to let you know that the puck drops on the Stanley Cup playoffs this weekend, and the Hockey Gambling Podcast guys have you covered. Talon, Ryan and Joel are breaking down every series leading up to Saturday's opening games, and will keep the picks and loves coming all postseason long. You can subscribe to the Hockey Gambling Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And also, as I mentioned at the top of the show, we are giving away $200 cash in our NBA Playoff Round 1 Prop Contest. The sign-up link is in our NBA channel and on our Discord. Once again, to sign up, go to our NBA channel where the link is, or it's available also on our Discord. So let's start here with a game going down on Sunday between Sassuolo and Lecce, which has huge relegation implications, because Lecce in 13th position could still go down. You can go down if you are anywhere between 13th and 19th. Salernitana in 20th, they are down. Genoa in 12th on 39 points, they are safe. They are 7 points clear of Lecce, who are on 32. But Lecce in 32 are only 6 points ahead of Sassuolo in 19th and 5 points ahead of Frosinone, who are in 18th position. So this could be a game where if Sassuolo win, they go within 3 points of Lecce with five games to go. And this is a must-win game for Sassuolo. Obviously, when you look at Sassuolo being in the relegation zone, it's a bit of a head-scratcher, because this is a team who have won money for us in previous years. They're known for going toe-to-toe with the big guns and even winning those games. They've got some massive results against the Milan clubs in recent years, home and away. And to see them here in the relegation zone is a big deal. And my brain just tells me that somehow this club, who have been such a nuisance to the top teams in the league, whilst always being inconsistent, will find a way out of this in the end. Maybe that's just me being overly sentimental towards a club who we've seen go toe-to-toe with the best and that have even cost me money on multiple occasions where I've turned around and said, shit, Sassuolo again. Sassuolo have done it again. Well, they're going to need to achieve something monumental to get out of this, and they're going to need a massive turnaround. And maybe it will begin against Lecce at home today, where Sassuolo are a 6-4 favourite. It's 23-10 on the draw, and it's 2-1 here on Lecce. After giving them the big build-up, we have to invest something here in Sassuolo. but I have lost confidence to the point where I'm going to take them as a money line play. I'd love to take them at 6-4 plus 150 on the money line, and more significantly, I'd like to win. But I'm wary of losing money. I am wary of the fact that this team are moving in the wrong direction. And sometimes when we see a team like this, who have done so well for so many years in this situation, and we're expecting the bigger players to rise up, that doesn't always happen. And I can use Leicester City as an example in the Premier League last year, because a lot of those bigger players got moves. These top Sassuolo players know that they probably won't be going down with the Titanic. Once the iceberg hits, they won't be going to Serie B. And that is the fear. And that is why this can sometimes happen. So when you see Sassuolo, when you look at their previous results and you say, oh, they'll get out of it, and that won't happen. But we've been saying that for quite a few weeks, and they are still here. They are still in the Serie A relegation zone. So it is almost last chance saloon. I'm willing to take them, but not on the money line here. We'll take Sassuolo as a pick. Still believing in what they've done. This is a nostalgic pick. This is a pick on their players actually turning up and delivering. They are too good to be in the relegation zone, but their players are also too good to be playing in Serie B. And know that they won't be playing in that league if this team go down. So this is only really something for the lesser players and the fans to worry about. And the top names will need to rise up here to get Sassuolo out of this situation and put their heart on their sleeves and play for this great club that, as I said, have been such a nuisance to some of the bigger clubs whilst always inconsistent. They've been a nuisance nonetheless in Serie A, and it would be a shame, I think, to see them go down this season. Up next, we jump across to the late game where Monza are hosting Atalanta. Atalanta are the 10-11 favourites, needing to win as many games as they can to get themselves into the Champions League conversation, or at least qualify for Europe. And I'm not talking about the Europa Conference League, talking about the Europa League again, where Atalanta are actually favourites to reach the final after knocking out Liverpool. They now come up against Marseille in that semi-final. But here they're the 10-11 favourites to win at Monza, who is a 16-5 home dogs. And it's 13-5 here on the draw. Monza are in that position where they could be on the beach. They're safe on 43 points, which is 16 points clear of relegation. But they are quite a distance away from the final European spot occupied by Atalanta on 51. So Monza's season is over. And when you're coming up against a team like Atalanta who have it all to play for, you almost automatically have to go to the team, have it all to play for against the team who could psychologically be on the beach. Monza's results tell you they might be on the beach. They have lost three of their last six Serie A games, including two of the last three at home, which hasn't been a trend that you associate with Monza throughout the season. Atalanta, they've won two of the last four away games, beating both Napoli and Liverpool 3-0 on the road. They've also won all three of their Serie A meetings with Monza since Monza came up to Serie A. So strong data, but most significantly, a stronger incentive for Atalanta. We'll take them on the money line at 10-11 minus 110. Before we move on to Monday's selected games, let me take this pause to let you know that the NBA playoffs are here. And our sponsor, Underdog Fantasy, wants to make it a lot more interesting for you. Underdog is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Playing the pick 'em game is as simple as selecting higher or lower on player stats, like points, rebounds, assists, and so much more. You can make entries fully from basketball, or you can mix and match across your other favorite sports. You can win up to 100 times your money, and it's also, obviously, a ton of fun. It's as fun as it sounds. It's available in 30-plus states, including California, Texas, and even available in Canada. So make sure to sign up with the promo code SGPN, and Underdog will actually double your first deposit up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy and the promo code SGPN. And as I mentioned, Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100. That's underdogfantasy.com and the promo code SGPN. That's underdogfantasy.com and the promo code SGPN. N. Moving on to Monday, where we have two very important games, a six-pointer between Roma and Bologna for Champions League football, and a Milan derby, where it is AC Milan's designated home game, but by beating their rivals, Inter can win the title by beating AC Milan. So these are the big two games happening on, and they're happening both on Monday. We start with Roma against Bologna, where Roma are the 6-4 home favourites. It's 21-10 on the draw, and it's 11-5 here on Bologna. I said this earlier on in the season, Bologna's away record will end up being the reason why they don't qualify for the Champions League. They've been phenomenal at home, incredible at home, and the letdown has been their away results. And just as I said it, and took Lazio as a lock, and looked at Lazio's home record in Rome against Bologna's away record, and said this is a chance for Lazio to get back into the conversation and deal Bologna a blow on the road, where they've only won one game so far. They'd only won one game away from home at that point. Bologna went and won at Lazio. So I am weary. I am weary of doing it again. But Roma at home, in my opinion, is a very different kettle of fish. Look what they've just done to AC Milan. They've knocked AC Milan, who are higher than them in the league, out of Europe by beating them home and away. But we're most significantly looking at their home record, where they've extended it to 18 home wins in 21 games in all competitions. This, for me, makes it a very difficult task for Bologna, who have been slipping anyway as of late. Now, what worries me is the fact that Roma have failed to beat all three of the current top six opponents at home that they've faced this season, while Bologna, they've avoided defeat in five of their six away Serie A games against top half teams. They've also kept four consecutive clean sheets in Serie A, and will be difficult to break down here for a Roma team who look like they will be without Romelu Lukaku. So I think that Bologna will come in here looking to park the bus, and this will be a defensive job from Bologna, and therefore it makes it difficult for me to invest on Roma on the money line. Also makes it difficult for me to invest in the under because of the price. The data obviously tells you it's going to be a low scoring game, and the bookies are aware of that. That's their job. And that's why we're getting 8-13 here on the under 2.5 goals. Still a play I like, but a little bit short. So we are instead going to go for Roma in the draw no bet market. Roma as a pick, that's available at 7-10. This wins if Roma do win, and they do find that moment where they do break down this defence. But it loses if Bologna win the game. Obviously, you get your money back and lose nothing if the game is a draw. I think the draw is the biggest danger. Specifically, I would say a 0-0 draw, because I think we know what Bologna's tactics are going to be. This is a six-pointer at the end of the day. Bologna with a draw remain 4 points ahead of Roma. Bologna with a loss remain ahead of Roma, but it goes down to 1 point. Roma have a game in hand, and suddenly Roma have switched everything and it's in their hands, and the appointment of De Rossi looks like a successful one. It already does. He has a phenomenal record since taking over, and he has guided his team to a Europa League semi-final, where they will be going up against the favourites Bayer Leverkusen. If Roma can get past them, then suddenly it looks like a inspired appointment, and anybody that doubted swapping Mourinho for De Rossi would be proven wrong. At the moment, it looks like that anyway, because it's very unlikely. Nobody can turn around and say that Mourinho would have done what De Rossi's done, which has got them to the semi-final, or have the points tally that Roma have at the moment, which includes improving their away record and putting them in a position where they're 4 points behind Bologna with a game in hand, playing this six-pointer at home, where they've been phenomenal. We're going to back them to win again. They've got 18 wins in 21 competitive home games. They're looking for number 19 in 22 here in this one. If they get it, we win. If they don't, we don't lose any money, providing it's a draw. We only lose if Bologna pick up a win in this one. And if Bologna pick up the win in this one, then you can write off Roma's Champions League chances. That's why we call it a 6-pointer. We close out with the Milan derby. This is Inter's designated away game. So for this game, the stadium will be known as the San Siro. It's known as the Giuseppe Meazza when Inter Milan are at home. So crazy stuff, but it is what it is. So this is the designated away game for Inter Milan, where they'll be looking to end the Serie A title race. We haven't really had a title race this season. It's only a matter of time when Inter win it, but it will be sweeter for them to win it here at home, although it's Inter Milan's designated away game. So it's the San Siro, as the AC Milan fans call it, and they'll have more supporters in attendance for this one. But they are the 5-2 underdogs. It's 13-5 on the draw, and Inter are the even money favourites. Inter haven't really been great in recent weeks, and that's normal. We saw that with Napoli last season as they were edging towards the title. But this is going to be a cup final for them, and I see them turning up here and finding a way to win the game and ending the title race and doing it by beating their Milan rivals. AC Milan have lost 2 of their last 3 games and have conceded 6 goals across those 2 fixtures, including losing to Roma in midweek and ending their Europa League hopes, which was a huge disappointment to them. And with that said, I don't think they're in great shape here coming into this game against an Inter side who have won 21 and drawn 5 games since their last Serie A defeat. And I believe that they will clinch the title here by winning this Scudetto. There are no injury problems for Inter this week. We have Lautaro Martinez back, and he has scored 7 goals in his last 13 appearances against AC Milan. Ultimately, this team has been a machine. They can complete their inevitable march towards their 20th Serie A title on Monday night. They are on a 26-game unbeaten run, and I believe motivation will be significantly increased by playing AC Milan here in this one. So we are going to take Inter Milan on the money line at even money +100. Not only are we going to take it as our selection, our lean for this game, which is the game of the weekend, but we are going to take it as our lock. Now, obviously, the lot record on this show has gone south. I am aware of it. Went to the Inter Milan well last weekend, and even they let us down. But we're going to go back to it. They are still the most safe and reliable team when they're on, and I believe they will be on and motivated to win the title against their rivals here in this one. That's it for me. Good luck with all your bets, as always, and thanks for listening.